Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. Jay's out today and tomorrow, right? He's out tomorrow as well?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, but we'll get you through the next couple of days. We also need to give away tickets to Salt Dogs for Friday. So we'll do that sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. We need to do that. And we need to give away passes to the Raceway, to Eagle Raceway. So we need to do that in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have two trivia questions throughout the course of this thing where we can go through and I was kind of surprised looking at numbers in Major League Baseball. And amongst those numbers, and I jokingly kid when it comes to Major League Baseball and Bobby Witt, Royals fans. Of course, we carry the Royals. Royals with a win today, 4-1.
Needed it. Got
right?
it.
Big win. Bombed by B. Witt Jr. Junior, Witt, Mr. Witt, Robert, Bobby.
MVP.
No.
Yep.
No.
He's getting there.
No. No, don't.
Franchise.
No. Hey. Yeah. He may be the franchise. Well, you know what? You've got a Hall of Fame catcher that would probably question that.
Oh yeah, you got two franchises right now. All right,
well, you can't have two franchise players. Austin, stop it. You have one. Who's your guy? Who is the Royals? The face of the Royals.
Oh, the face is Bobby right now.
Boy, this is why I can't mess with Royals fans. Y'all are not loyal.
No,
y'all are not loyal. Y'all are not loyal, and I have a real problem with it.
As much himself.
Play the tape.
I'll find it.
That and of course, the real face of the organization would say that the young guy is the face. Like, that's literally his job. But come on. Really? That Salvi isn't the face of the Royals?
I'm not saying he shouldn't be. I'm just saying right now, naturally,
you're a fan. You're representing Royals Nation mm-hmm. right now. Okay, so Austin, I'll re-ask the question. And as a statement, and you will be evaluated as such. And text line, feel free to agree or disagree with his answer. I'm going to ask the question. Austin Orman, as national chair for Royals Nation, speaking on behalf of the masses who support the Royal Blue and this franchise, who, in fact, is the face of the Kansas City Royals organization?
Shortstop number 7, Bobby Witt Jr.
This is why you won't make the playoffs. You're not loyal. You don't deserve loyalty. You have to speak to the guy who stuck with you when he could have gone other places. The guy who leads, the guy who handles a pitching staff and is literally turning that pitching staff into a formidable group. Right? Fair to say?
I'm with you.
Right?
I'm with you.
Right? He's the bouncer who throws everybody out of the club who comes and faces Bobby Witt Jr., right?
Did that against Arizona.
Right? He's the guy, right? Hammond Beans, please, Austin Romer, would you please read Hammond Beans? Please.
Salvi is the franchise, Witt is the future.
Which I can get with. Mike, he's not right. Stop egging him on. Mike said he's right, DP. No, he's not.
Last year, you are absolutely correct. So the future has become the present.
This is why I have gray hair. This is why I have... Right? Sanderson said, shouldn't Royals fans say Salvi? Salvi is the organization. He has been the organization. He is the organization. He deserves every bit until he's done. Until he's done. He's the face of the organization. If you're going to send somebody into the streets, somebody into every major league park to represent the Royals, speak on their behalf, represent them at the highest, you're not sending Bobby Witt Jr.
I don't know if you're not. I don't know if you're not. I think it's a sign that the Royals have two, because they're more used to having none.
If you sent Bobby Witt to Camden Yards or Yankee Stadium to represent, no jersey, no nothing, to represent Kansas City Royals, and you sent Bobby Witt, they would laugh him out of the parking lot.
Not after Dodger Stadium. Henderson. No.
Okay. I'm just. It makes my head hurt. It makes me sad. Right? OG says I've been going against Austin for weeks. I might as well continue. And listen. In truth, full disclosure, I should not tell a Royals fan how they should want to be represented. I shouldn't. But that's got nothing to do with this show. That's got nothing to do with, hey, you know, have you not met me?
You know, yeah.
That part. Okay, so.
I'm not mad if you tell me it's Salvi. I understand it.
Right.
I've been banging the drum for Salvi to the Hall of Fame for 3 years now. I'm not trying to discard him right now. This is not anything against Salvador Perez in anyway, I don't mean to ding him or knock him. I am a Salvi appreciator, respecter, and enjoyer.
Now, for the sake of your discussion and to your point, that, of course, Major League Baseball, ESPN does its Major League Baseball player rankings, right? And in that, in the space of, if we said to their current top 10 rankings, that the players that people talk about, and again, pitchers aren't a part of it, which is weird to me. But if you're having a draft, so text line, here's where you get to come in the door. And I'll take the best response. But I'll give passes to either Salt Dogs or Eagles.
Eagle.
Or both, if the text is good enough. If you're drafting number one in a major of the major league draft, you get to pick first. And you can build the roster any way you want to build it. Who would you draft first? What player, what major league player would you draft first? So Austin Orman, again, on the board, you're on the clock. Royals are number one. They've traded up and figured out how to be number one. Okay, so one, because folks are used to putting him there. But that's a whole other that's a whole other point for a whole other discussion. But text line, who is your, and you cannot be wrong in your answer. It's your team. But for the fighting Austin Ormans, who is your draft pick? You get to pick number one of any major league player for at any position, for any reason, for any amount of money. Who would you choose?
It's Shohei. I don't think there's a legitimate second option.
Okay.
The way he swings the bat, the way he runs, the way he pitches when he's healthy. I mean, shoot, he was putting up 5 wins above replacement with just the bat.
Okay.
And his value is supposed to be as a two-way player. Even if I only get him for another, 30 right now, if I get him for another 5 years, that ought to be enough to get me on the right path.
Right. Who's number two? You're not wrong.
Can I go through candidates before I give you my answer?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Bobby's in the conversation. Soto's in the conversation.
Okay.
I think that you're throwing... I mean, Skeens is in the discussion for
the
sure.
The text line is...
Henderson, Adley Rutschman.
Can we call the text line Skeensville? Because they are way in on Skeens.
They are very far in on Skeens. And you and I have had this...
Wow.
You and I have had this discussion in the past.
Yeah.
Pitchers dictate the outcome of every game they're in.
Yes. Yes.
Which is once every five.
Yes. Yes.
I would love to take a pitcher next, but in terms of sheer value, I get that once every five.
Right.
Instead of every five. So to me, it comes down to Rutschman, Soto, Witt, Rodriguez, and a healthy Acuna Jr.
So Shock Dog says De La Cruz, Soto, Witt for numbers two.
Ellie's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. There's a little bit of risk in the swing and miss that I'm not sold on as.
Didn't Witt go
two.
Through his swing and miss phase?
Hey, he did. He did. Bobby also has a shorter, more compact swing and has cut it down 2 years running.
He's also not 6'13".
Correct, which should be point Bobby Witt. Ought to be more durable. They're just as fast, throw just as hard. And I have less injury.
Who has
risk.
More stolen bases?
Ellie has more stolen bases.
Okay.
Who's the better? Who rates out as the better defender with range? Bobby.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bobby's 99th percentile.
Better arm?
It's within a couple handful of points. It's comparable.
That arm.
It's comparable.
That arm makes me giggle.
It's legit.
I get giggly about De La Cruz throwing a baseball. But okay, you're not wrong. Jeremy and Lincoln says Judge has to be in the conversation. Pat the Cop says he's all Skeens. He's,
Skeens.
Gino's in Skeens. 1485 says Ohtani. I mean, I think that's a thing, and I don't think you're wrong. So keep going in the candidates, things to consider, because in that we're going to find your second pick, right? Because let's say we're going to – the top 10 is – first round, second round in a fantasy draft situation, but it's not fantasy.
Yeah.
It's actual baseball, right? So the drafts would certainly matter. Can I take Pujols?
No,
Lance.
No,
Lance. You can, but, you know, as a matter of fact, that tax is hilarious. So I'm going to give you passes. I'm going to give you passes. You tell me whether you want Eagle Raceway or something.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, dogs, because that's funny. other candidates, Austin Orman.
Depends on if you're buying the Tarek Skubal breakout.
Okay.
The Cole Reagans breakout, Seattle's rotation. Is there room for Framber Valdez or Yordan Alvarez in this tier? I think they're at least in the conversation. Over the next 5 years, what do you think Bryce Harper is going to do? Does Mookie come back from injury healthy enough? Freddie Freeman for 2 or 3 years, probably. Freddie Freeman for 5, I'm not sure.
You do know that the only proper way, as a Washington fan, that because of his time in Atlanta, we renamed him Freddie Freakin' Freeman. That's correct. The only way correct. I can say it. It's kind of like Newman. You have to, like, it's a thing. And he is, until he retires, he'll be in my top 10 players in Major League Baseball.
Freddie's incredible.
Yeah.
Good dude. The Orioles, young crew. I think Rutschman is the best of them and plays a premium position.
Over Gunnar?
The argument for Adley is that it's harder to find an elite catcher than it is an elite shortstop, but I think Gunner's going to be more durable just because catchers take beatings. Mm-hmm. But then is it, do you go with a Kowser, a Kjerstad? Do you go with a Jackson Holliday?
They're so good. Can I just
say... And they're going to be.
Right, they're so good.
And they're going to be. They're Braves slightly further north.
Yeah, I went through... I was trying to tell somebody this today that I've seen more Orioles baseball games than any franchise in Major League Baseball. Years of,
I don't blame you.
Right, that well, when Washington didn't have a team, we would go to Baltimore, and we would go, and I mean, this is during the Cal Ripken era mm-hmm. run, so we went a lot, and the Orioles, watching them kind of rebirth themselves through this and the style of play, they're fun.
Kyle Tucker in Houston,
100. Well, so who's this is the part that Yordan Alvarez is in top 5 always in discussion. Alvarez wrecks pitching staffs
when he's healthy.
No, he. I would, in the conversation of him destroying high quality pitchers in critical moments, it was Altuve up until this point. He and Bregman, just like the Dodgers staff, the Philly staff, they had nightmares. Mm-hmm. But Alvarez currently does a thing. That watching him just break pitchers.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Tyler Glasnow, maybe.
Yep.
From the Dodgers in that conversation. I don't know how much I'm buying Ranger Suarez from the Phillies. He's been a fun story. I'm trying to think of some other guys that are in contention. Wyatt Langford.
Where's Ozuna to you?
On the way out. He's... tier 5 or 6. Defensively limited, having a career resurgence sort of year. He's done it before. I'll see it again next year.
So just for standing sake, hitting 301 mm-hmm. without Acuna in the lineup. 35 bombs, 90 state.
He's good. I'm not denying that.
Like that is a number, bro. He's having
Who do you want over the next 5 years more, Ozuna or Tatis Jr.?
I'm over the next 5 years.
Next 5.
Because we don't know, but he also, if he was in the American League, if either of them was in the American League, they're both in the National League, so you can't hide them defensively. Ozuna belongs in an American League lineup as a DH.
And well, they have the DH in both leagues now.
Well, conceptually.
Okay.
Right? Sure. That the National League works around that better in pitching, too, than the American League does. I think of him as an offensive player only. And his value mm-hmm. as an correct. Offensive yeah. player. Tatis, when he was in the infield, I paid attention. In right field, he's so gifted athletically. That he makes it artistic. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference for me. Is Tatis.
Save some wear and tear, arm, base
right,
running.
Right.
Youth.
Right. Yeah. I don't think of him that way as just an offensive force. Mm-hmm. So Yeah. Tatis, because. But if it's just at the plate, hoo-wee. Ozuna is another one that he is a quality pitch consumer. That he forces pitchers to make these high-level pitches in high number. Mm-hmm. And he eats those quality pitches up for all the guys behind him. Right? That's how the bottom of Atlanta's lineup normally gets you, is that you're just quality pitch fatigued because mm-hmm. you ate so many of them. And without Acuna at the top of the order just feasting on quality pitches, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna throw the perfect break cutter off the plate, just a trail of black where most hitters would foul it off down the right field line or pop it up to the catcher. Acuna puts it in the right center field seats and then laughs at you all the way around the bases.
What you know.
Right? Like, oh, what a really good pitch that was to anybody else.
Right.
To anybody else, thank you very much. So
how about this one?
Uh-huh.
Next 5 years, Tatis Jr. or Francisco Lindor?
Tatis. Lindor, I don't understand.
He's been sneaky good.
Yeah, but I don't understand him. I don't know what I'm getting. He's in the Devers category for me.
Jose Ramirez?
Yeah. That, like, I'm not... I'm concerned about them if I'm facing them, but I'm like, they're going to get what they're going to get. They're not going to do a thing that shocks me or surprises me. He's not going to hit a ball to the moon and send my pitcher into a spiral. He's going to hit a bomb and my pitcher go, okay.
You got me.
Yeah, you got me. Okay. Chalk that one up, bro. High five.
How far down the list are closers? Clase and like Devin Williams, for example.
Here's where I am with closers. I'm not sure that Chapman isn't still the guy that I would love to have come out of the bullpen first. Isn't that weird?
104 stuff to argue with.
Right? Like, isn't that weird that...
No, I get it. I get it.
It's not the result. It's the idea.
Yeah.
That you have to make some moves in inning 7 and 8. And not just in inning 9. If Chapman rolls in, just runs out of the bullpen, picks the ball up to start the 9th, he changes the whole thing. Good and bad. Good and bad. I'm not sure other closers make me feel that way. So.
He's so good.
But. Can he help his team? Is he going to help his team win the World Series?
No, because Cleveland's not going to make it there.
Like, I know that's why the Guardians have the best record in baseball, which is a thing that when I say it out loud, it seems really weird to me.
It's still bizarre.
And it's mainly because of their bullpen.
And like 2.5 good hitters.
Right.
Maybe 3.
Mm-hmm. Like literally. Like,
yeah.
So how good is the bullpen? That it's locked dead, it's absolutely locked down, surefire, count it. So I should give him credit.
But again, he doesn't affect every game.
Yeah, like, I want to love him, I don't. And I don't know why yet.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Like, I don't...
Well, because he's not Andrew Miller. He's not used situationally. He's deployed in the 9th.
So, who is the best, if you could, again, it's the same draft. And you need a closer for one game, 3 outs.
It's
to win the World Series.
It's Clase, Devin Williams, and then And then Chapman's in the conversation.
But that should be in this day and age, in this era of baseball. The closer has to be, because everybody's so good at the plate.
But everyone is also amped up on the mound, right? The closer is more replaceable now because more guys, they churn through them. It's kind of like the running back, right? You can have guys that are elite at what they do and they're hard to replace, but they're also easy to find. It's a weird kind of paradox baseball finds itself. Like, there's no one like Clase. The way he throws his cutter at 95,
right?
Like, Mo threw it better. Clase throws it harder. It's different. The hitters are good. But we see churn through closers, and bullpens just by nature are so unpredictable. It's harder to find a guy like Rivera now than it was.
Right.
With him and Hoffman and K-Rod and Gagne.
Rivera was Rivera. And he was spoken about with reverence and fear and belief and
Kenley,
faith.
Kimbrel.
Right? And you go, okay. Like, I never put Kenley in that space.
No, he racked up numbers, but never like that dominant.
Right. Like, when he was out there, I fully expected he would wiggle his way into some trouble.
We call that the Wade Davis.
Right. Like, I thought that was a real... Yeah, Munoz has been sneaky good. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the part. That's probably why I wanted to have the discussion, was that baseball is having such a unique year, talent-wise and production-wise, that for the volume of great players, that Bobby Witt at a 350-ish season, Soto, Judge, Otani with ridiculous numbers, that it's a down offensive year, and I don't know if it's down offensively because of pitching or because of bad hitting or bad hitting philosophy. So we'll pause here, come back. Text line, let us know. Is this year, is this a series of, is it because of better pitching or is it because of bad hitting philosophy? Why are the numbers what they are? We'll talk about that. Austin Norman, DP, 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.